Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Was fired. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the aftermath.
Amid outrage over graphic videos online, TikTok now vowing to remove images of Kirk's shooting. While in Arizona, Charlie Kirk's widow returning home with her husband's body, escorted by Vice President J.D. Vance, who described Kirk as a true friend.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in nearly 4 years. Consumer prices up nearly 3% from last year at this time. Mortgage rates, however, dropping in anticipation of an interest rate cut next week. France has deployed fighter jets to Poland, the UK announcing new sanctions against Russia following the deployment of those drones over Polish airspace earlier this week. This is ABC News. A shooting at the U.S. Naval Academy. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says it happened as police were responding to what they thought was a threat.
The Naval Academy in Annapolis was placed under lockdown after a threat on social media raised concerns about a possible active shooter. Midshipmen on the campus were sheltering in place when police arrived, and that's when, according to the New York Times, a midshipman mistook an officer for a potential shooter and hit him in the head with a training weapon. They say the officer then opened fire, shooting the midshipman in the arm. Thankfully, both are expected to be okay. And in the end, authorities say there was no active shooter threat.
France is sending fighter jets to Poland, and the UK is ramping up sanctions in a signal to Russia not to escalate tensions in the region. It's Europe's first response to Russia since sending drones into Polish airspace earlier this year. Russia claims it wasn't targeting Poland. For the second time in 2 years, Prince Harry has visited Ukraine. He was in Kyiv supporting wounded service members. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners, the start of school means the football season and homecoming dance is coming soon. Come on into the Creative Outlet. We have short formal dresses for the girls and dress pants and dress shirts for the guys, all at resale prices. Our convenient store hours are Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Come on in and see what's new at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for a delicious dinner that won't break the bank, head to Richland Locker and stock up on their boneless pork country ribs. Just $2.98 a pound, perfect for a slow-cooked meal or a quick weeknight grill. And while you're there, grab some incredible savings for lunch, too. Their deli roast beef is only $12.48 a pound and pairs perfectly with sliced Colby cheese for just $5.48 a pound. Richland Locker, your destination for quality meats and fantastic savings. Don't wait. These deals are hot.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. Hosea 7:16. 1 year a man went to Alaska to hunt bear and made extensive preparations for success. He even collected discarded pastries from donut shops to use as bait, compressing them in a trash compactor for transport. While the donuts were an interesting part of his preparation, he paid special attention to his bow, ensuring it was in top condition. Just as a deceitful bow may appear good, but failed to hit his target. The people of Israel sometimes appeared to serve God, but were not honest in their hearts. We must ensure our lives are aligned with God's will, offering sincere prayers and worship. By submitting our wills to God and following His lead, we can be sure of being straight and true in His eyes. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the most prevalent fog this morning is over the eastern half of Wisconsin. A dense fog advisory up basically around Manitowoc over to Marshfield and northward. Meanwhile, around here, we can expect another warm day turning a bit muggy. The temperature could climb about 10 degrees above normal today, even 15 degrees above normal over the weekend, as the balmy air continues to flow in from the southern plains. Now, as far as rain goes, there's some showers and storms today up in North Dakota and Minnesota. Those will be missing us for the time being. But late tonight and tomorrow, a few scattered showers could work through the area with that weak disturbance coming through. Most spots should probably have a tenth or two-tenths of an inch rain or less. Otherwise, the sun breaks out, especially on Sunday. So Sunday into Monday looking like some of the warmest days. Dew points getting up close to 70, combined with the high temperatures, could push the heat index into the 90s. So take it easy and drink plenty of extra water. Here's that forecast for today. Fog patches early, otherwise partly cloudy and warm, high near 81, southeast wind close to 10. Tonight, mild and muggy with a 50% chance of scattered showers late, maybe a thunderstorm, low 63. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, warm and muggy. Spotty showers are still possible through the afternoon, high close to 83, southeast wind at 5 to 10. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, high near 88. Monday, staying summer-like with partly sunny skies, a slight chance of a shower, low 62 with a high near 86. Tuesday, partly cloudy with the heat and humidity sticking around, low 62, high near 87. Wednesday, partly or mostly cloudy and muggy. Chance of showers and storms, high 83. The rain chance is higher Wednesday night and still a chance of rain on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Our temperature is at 53 degrees now in Richland Center. Yesterday, we topped out at 80. No precipitation on Thursday. The record high for September 12th, 93 in 1931. Record low, 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 86, while the low was 50. Sunset will occur at 7:17 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:38. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30:14. No precipitation today with a bit of sun and some fog still hanging around in some of the valleys. We're at 53 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports. Coming up on a Friday, we have details on some games and events that went on last night. It's our football preview for the fourth week of the season as well, and a nice win for the Packers last night. Mike Clemens will join us a little bit later on as well to recap some of the events that went on last night as well. This event, this sports, is sponsored by Hillsborough Equipment and Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. We begin our Friday update with a look at high school football. It's the fourth weekend of the season, and Richland Center will host New Glarus. The Hornets head coach Andy Troxell talked about facing a 3-0 New Glarus club.
Like we want competition like this. You know, that's been a change over the last few years here at Center. And so you get a ranking, you come in. I mean, our mentality is prove it. Prove you're the eighth best in the state of Wisconsin, all right, because we're going to make you. And our boys look at that, and they're not afraid, and they're ready to go toe-to-toe. I think the first three games that they've had aren't nearly as competitive as what we've had. I mean, they had a Pecatonica team that was a blowout, you know, and then they followed up with a close game against Belleville that was kind of sloppy, you know, and then opening conference play with Dodgeville. You know, and on the other hand, we had the gauntlet coming out of the gates with Potosi and then Lancaster and so on. So I think that our matchup is very favorable, but at the end of the day, we got to go and we got to prove that we're the better team on the field that night.
That's our featured contest tonight on WRCO, beginning with a pregame time at 6:35. Kickoff time 7 o'clock at Avitus Rip Field between New Glarus and Richland Center. At River Valley tonight, the Blackhawks host the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks. Here's Coach Tyler McLean.
Yeah, again, the defending champs of Prairie du Chien. I mean, they're a very, very good, well-coached team. Very have some talented players on them as well. Again, we're going to keep continuing to focus on us and how we handle things and how we sort of operate. Should be a great matchup for us this week.
Well, you played in this league, and you know, when you play Prairie du Chien, it's kind of an event, isn't it?
Yeah, they definitely have their own swagger to them, which is great for the conference. They definitely have a lot of physicality as well, which is a great thing that we're going to have to match kind of intensity with intensity of our own. The nice part is we'll have our home crowd to kind of back us up here, and great opportunity for us to showcase what we've been working towards.
Elsewhere, Broadhead Judah plays at Dodgeville. Platteville hosts Lancaster in the Southwest Conference. In the Six Rivers Conference this evening, River Ridge at Potosi Cassville and Riverdale at Wazika Seneca. I talked to Coach Jeff Johnson about tonight's Chieftains opponent.
They've been consistent for probably the last 10 years.
What does Riverdale have to do in this game if you're going to come out on top?
Same as always. No mistakes, no injuries. If we can not turn the ball over, which we've been doing okay, and if we can eliminate our penalties, we will be in the game. Wazika's a good team. It should be a good test, but I think we're a good team too.
In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Nisida at Hillsborough, New Lisbon at Cashton, Royal at Brookwood, and Ithaca travels to Bangor. Here's co-head coach Kyle Kelly.
Kind of the same situation, I believe, between both teams looking to run the ball. So whoever can control the line of scrimmage is probably going to win the game. We've got to make sure we limit turnovers and penalties.
Coach Kelly says it's another tough trip to Bangor.
Oh, yeah, pretty similar. They've added a few more wrinkles in on offense, though. They've gotten a little more complex, but they have a system, and obviously it works really well for them, and they're going to compete hard. Yeah, they have quite a few returning seniors.
Elsewhere, Fenimore at Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg, Cuba City at Mineral Point, Iowa Grand visits Pecatonica Argyle, and Darlington at Southwestern East Dubuque in the SWAL. It's also Berlin taking on Mauston, Reedsburg at Onalaska, Wisconsin Dells at Ripon. Beaver Dam travels to Sauk Prairie and West Salem at Westby. In eight-player football, homecoming football at Weston. Waniwok Weston hosts Monticello. That is a 5:30 kickoff time this afternoon. North Crawford is at DeSoto tonight, Kickapoo LaFarge at Belmont, and Highland at Wisconsin Heights. Tomorrow, Boscobel plays at Blackhawk Warren. In high school soccer last night, Richland Center lost to Dodge Point 5-2. The Hornets' Sean Adams and Andrew Mata scored for the Hornets. Great defense provided by Cody Pauls and Harrison Carpenter. In volleyball, Richland Center lost at Dodgeville 3-2. The Hornets won the first and third sets, but lost in the fifth to Dodgeville and then fell to 1-1 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Southwestern was a winner over Riverdale 3-2. 2 in volleyball. Homecoming volleyball at Weston last night. Silver Eagles fell to North Crawford by scores of 25-18, 25-23, and 25-13. Weston takes on a couple of opponents Saturday at Weston and continues Ridge and Valley play next week versus DeSoto, Lafarge, and Kickapoo. So a busy week certainly next week. There's a big cross-country meet at River Valley. It's the River Valley Invitational tomorrow, and Richland Center Ithaca coach Eric Mindum weighs in on that big event.
We get a really good mix of competition there. A lot of the Madison Division I schools will be there, so a great test for our boys. It almost feels it's more competitive than what our sectionals is going to be, and it feels almost like a state meet in a lot of ways. So we're excited, we're ready to go, and we're excited that we get the opportunity to run against some of the best teams in the state.
When you're running in that big of a throng of athletes, is it sometimes easy to get kind of stuck where you can't get around people?
Absolutely. The course, depending on where you line up, can be either really helpful in that regard or really hurt you and put you behind. But, you know, it's a three-mile race. There's plenty of room after the first half mile to work around people if you get stuck and make your way back to the top. So it's about not panicking, and I think that's something we've done good early this year is not getting out too fast and kind of climbing throughout the race and working our way up and trying to stay as close to our splits as we need to.
That's Eric Mindum, head coach of the Richland Center Ithaca Runners. They'll be among the field of teams at River Valley tomorrow. Coffee Clutch Bowling yesterday. Holly Rollers had a 17-87, the Gutter Girls 17-81, and the Alley Cats a 17-30. Top game, Gutter Gals 637, Holy Rollers 626, Spare Parts 613. Top series, Marlene Geary and Cheryl Miller each had a 513, Marsha Mahatka a 463, Patty Lebansky a 450. Top game, Cheryl Miller 213, Marlene Geary 197, and Makovic a 176. Patty Lebansky had a 5-10 and a 2-7 split pickup in the Coffee Clutch League. From All-Star Bowling, top series, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 28-88, Jones Collision Center, 28-17, and Jones Chevrolet, a 2,809. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 1,004, 978 for Julie Karen State Farm, Pioneer Print Company at a 968. Kevin Genthy, 134 over average with a 716. Ken Nick Sr., a 117 over average with a 657. And Travis Bushley, a 652 series. Top game, Kevin Genthy at 267, Travis Bushley at 255, Elijah Cannon had a 253. And individual highlights also included Jeremy Strube with a 627 series, 198 over average, Casey Owenbold a 558, 132 over average, Elijah Cannon with a 609 series, 117 over average, and Brian Klebisaddle bowled a 594, 108 pins over average in All-Star Bowling. Well, the Packers took down another playoff team, 27-18, the final score. We'll have more about that coming up with Mike Clemens, and the Brewers will welcome Central Division rival St. Louis for a weekend series. I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor. Our weekly conversation with Mike Clemens from Green Bay's Lambeau Field Live. Coming up here, courtesy of Julie Karen State Farm.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliekarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Mike Clemens is our guest. Mike, did you get any sleep overnight?
About 2 hours.
Well, good. That's above average for you, I think.
Yeah, above average, I suppose, yeah.
Well, it was a great effort by the Packers, especially the defense last night, wasn't it?
I thought so. I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels, the quarterback of the Commanders, ended up being the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. He can scramble, and he can throw accurately. And you get to the start of the fourth quarter, and you've only let them score 3 points. And for the second week in a row, the Packers defense, you know, led by Micah Parsons and the snaps that he had, they just keep on putting constant pressure on him. There were sacks. He was hurried. He was flustered. I mean, they did a tremendous job. And, you know, and even Xavier McKinney said, I just kind of stood back there, Ed, and I didn't have anything to do. Because he's back there at safety, and he sees, you know, the guy's doing a good job covering at corner. I didn't realize that the Commanders now were such an old team. I mean, you know, Von Miller's still playing. I think it's his 15th year. Did Larry McCarron say that on the air?
Yeah. Okay.
Bobby Wagner, who plays played all these years mostly with the Seattle Seahawks, is one of their other linebackers back there. I mean, it was technically, you know, the average age of the teams, it was the oldest team in the NFL in Washington against still the youngest roster in the NFL, and that was Packers. But then they had some injuries. The Commanders lost a couple of players. One was a Dietrich Wise, a defensive lineman. They carted him off the field with his leg in an inflatable cast, probably some kind of a broken bone, number 91. And then Austin Eckler, another veteran, you know, former Pro Bowl running back, he slipped in the open grass, and it all but looked like he might have suffered an Achilles injury, but Dan Quinn, the head coach, didn't want to confirm until they got back and had more x-rays and everything, and he said, you know, he'll let everybody know on Monday.
What happened to Jaden Reed of the Packers?
Oh, yeah. He went reaching, diving for what should have been a 39-yard touchdown catch early in the game, like the opening drive. It actually got nullified because the rookie Anthony Belton was charged with a penalty. I think it was maybe a holding call. But he came down, and it was a shoulder injury. You know, he had to leave the Eagles playoff game with a badly dislocated shoulder. And so what I heard was it's a broken collarbone. And that means that with a guy that has been, you know, one of your top, if not the top receiver, most receptions, he's out at least until December with
wow.
that. You'll get,
man.
At some point this fall, you'll get Christian Watson back from his torn ACL. They just signed him to a one-year extension worth $13.2 million. So, you know, he's close, but I don't think he's coming back until at least next month sometime or early November. But that's a huge hit last night to lose Jaden Reed like that.
What about Micah Parsons last night?
You know, he had a good game. I think he had actually technically half a sack, but he's still out there. If he's not making a play on the quarterback, they're double or triple teaming him, and you can see that he's into the quarterback's head. Stop and look and find out if he's on the field, and if he is, where he is. It's just amazing. You know, when you ask Xavier McKinney, like, what's been the difference so far? Because that defense is just flying around. And he said, it's the pressure. The pressure we're getting on the quarterback. And, it's speeding up everything for us. It's easier to cover the guys, but, you know, they've got, you know, between Edrian Cooper, who's fast, Quay Walker, who's healthy right now, he talked about how, you know, Quay is tall. And when he's healthy and playing around there and he's in the middle of the field, it's hard for the quarterback to see downfield. And then Devontae Wyatt, big defensive lineman, maybe he's in his third season now, toward the end, he was in the backfield, and he batted down the ball twice, so... that defense is really fast right now for Green Bay, flying around.
Is it true that Mike McCarthy is retired to Green Bay?
Well, you know, he never sold the house, and you know, he's got a daughter now. We ran into him last night before the game and got to chat and visit with him. As a matter of fact, had a picture taken with him, and we posted that on my Twitter account. So he, you know, he did the 5 years with the Dallas Cowboys, but and he had a meeting with Jerry Jones, who called him in June just to, you know, maybe bear the hatchet or whatever after being fired from the Cowboys, and met with him personally. But yeah, he's moved all of his stuff out of Dallas and now back into the Pierre area. He's got their daughter now, he and Jessica. Their youngest is an eighth grader, so he's, you know, got a chance right now to go to all of her sporting events and whatnot. And he said he spent the summer on a boat in Door County, so it was good to see him. And he was you know, part of the alumni last weekend for the Lions game, where he came running out of the tunnel, and that was great. You know, that was just a great moment during halftime at the Lions game. They always have that alumni weekend where they bring back players. So they brought back as many players from the Super Bowl 45 team as they could, and he was the last one to come out of the tunnel at this little halftime ceremony, and he got a huge reception. You know, usually they always bring back the players, Phil, but they never bring back the coaches for this stuff.
No.
So that was good to see, and you know, he loved that. He thought that was great, but he was back up there again last night. Somebody had wanted to come and put him in one of the suites. You know who else I saw?
Who's that?
Several times over on the Redskins side. Saw him getting off the team bus, actually. Doug Williams, remember him? The quarterback from Super Bowl 22, like 1988. 6'4", big duty, threw 4 touchdowns. He beat John Elway and the Broncos 42-10 and was named the MVP. He's still a big dude. Saw him walking around, so that was pretty cool.
Had something to do with the team then, yet.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that, you know, he's always been a beloved player as a Super Bowl winner. And they've got new ownership, a new attitude there with the Commanders and Dan Quinn at head coach. So, you know, they've, you know, brought him back as the alumni.
Well, the Badgers and the Crimson Tide on Saturday. I see the Badgers are big underdogs in that one.
Yeah, I looked up the odds for that. Alabama, which is ranked number 19th in the country, they're 21-point favorites over the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow. You know, Alabama came to Madison last year and beat them. I think it was the same score as that Super Bowl score, 42-10. This is the first time the Badgers have ever played in Tuscaloosa. There's the two teams have played about 3 or 4 times over the years. The one time the Badgers ever beat Alabama was in 1928. Beat them 15-0.
Wow.
At a game at Camp Randall Stadium back then.
I don't remember that one. Do you?
I was still an intern.
Oh yeah.
You know, Luke Fickell says, well, you know, his team's got this one circled after what happened to them last year. So, you know, he's just like, hey, you know, try and go in there and have your best showing and you know, find out what the big competition is like and see if they can pull off, you know, a huge upset out of that one. But that one kicks off tomorrow morning in Tuscaloosa at 11 a.m. I think there's a Groucho Marx joke in there someplace.
I think so, too. Yeah. It's not coming to me right away. I once shot an elephant in my pajamas. What he was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know. But I don't know what it has to do with Tuscaloosa.
The Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, there you go. The Brewers had the night off. Some of the players are up in Green Bay. Did you see any of them last night?
Yeah, I did. I saw Sal Frelick there and Bryce Terang and Caleb Durbin. I saw them on the sideline during the start of the game, like for the national anthem. So, yeah, they had the night off. They came back from Texas yesterday afternoon. They got swept by the Rangers. The last time they got swept in a series was that opening weekend mess against the Yankees in the Bronx. And I think the Phillies swept them once last year. So that's only the third time since Pat Murphy took over that they lost a 3-game sweep. Yeah, you know, the Rangers are... they're hot right now. I think they've won something like 13 out of 17 games. They're clawing their way, trying to see if they can, you know, sneak into the playoffs. The Brewers, they've got some padding, though. I looked it up. I believe they have 89 wins. If they win tonight, that would be their 90th win of the season already. And they're still got a 5.5 lead game over the Cubs in their division. So they still got the best record in baseball despite that loss. But they go against the Cardinals tonight, and St. Louis is something like 15 games behind the Brewers right in the, you know, this year in the Central Division. So that's first pitches tonight at spot 7:10 at American Family Field. And I'm in Green Bay this morning, but I'm going to try and race down there this afternoon to see if I can catch up with Pat Murphy before the game, which is worth the price of admission.
Sure. We'll get your nap beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, see if he pulls another. Did you see during the game the other night the mascots for the Texas Rangers were in this fenced-in area right before the during the game, and they were holding signs that said "Pocket Waffles" to try and distract the Brewers pitcher. Pocket Waffles.
Pocket Waffles. I did see that. Yeah. Awesome, Mike. Well, you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us with sports here.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
You bet. That's Mike Clemens here on WRCO.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Fridays are always busy, lots of fun. We appreciate you listening. Thanks to Mike Clemens for being our guest. It's time now for Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We'll take a look at a few brand new releases. Also, we'll play for you the most played country song across the land coming up in a bit. This is Tanner Isry on WRCO, and If You Call Me Again.
To watch your picture fade, to hold you in my hands again and let you slip away. Baby, I could use some closure before we go our separate ways. Then again, I know there's nothing left to say. Oh, picture fade, to hold you in my hands again and let you slip away.
Fresh from the country on WRCO, Tanner Ursay, and a brand new one called If You Call Me Again. Do people still call? I don't, not very much. No. Really, the only time that my poor old flip phone rings, it'll say potential spam. You know, and then, yeah, okay. Then it makes me hungry for spam. Here's a new one from Ashley Ryan.
Never have I ever floated like a feather into someone else's arms. Didn't I see it coming? A cowboy came running and roped in my untamed heart. Bring out the wild in me. With love, come set me free. I've never felt like this before.
Making up to do with Ashley Ryan and WRCO, getting a little crazy today. We have some more Fresh from the Country coming up in just a little bit, and our trivia question of the day.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence, serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout. Wisconsin Surplus turns your equipment, vehicles, and more into cash. They make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ. SUPPZ. SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venable.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
The winner wins some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Don't worry, we didn't take a bite out of any of them. So it's your chance to win if you know the answer. When it comes to our cars, 57% of us can't tell you about this, despite seeing it often. When it comes to our cars, 57% of us don't know this despite seeing it often. There you go. Give it a try for the cookies today. This song moving well up to the top 10 this week for Lainey Wilson.
About you in that little border town where the
high up in the air and water.
Lainey Wilson with this week's Hot Mover. Congrats to Mr. Jason Kleppe. Speaking of hot movers, right? Yeah, he's moving on down the highway. Anyway, congratulations. He knew the right answer. When it comes to our cars, 57% of us don't know this despite seeing it often. The correct answer, your license plate number. Yes, of course. I can't tell you. The Mighty Vibe has had the same license plate number for 20 years now. It's a 2005, and I don't think I could answer that. So, yeah. And it's interesting, if you check into a hotel, you know, they want you to write down the license plate number of your car because it's going to be on their lot. Every time I have to either look out the window, stand on my head, or then walk out to the parking lot and, oh, there it is. Okay. So, anyway, probably something I should start to memorize. But if somebody says, we have a car with its license plate number L1, Pontiac Vibe 2005, I'll be, that's mine. Yeah. Anyway, congrats to Jason, winner of cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Coming up in the morning show, we'll talk about some upcoming events, including the Bosque Bell Immaculate Conception Catholic Church Chicken Barbecue, which is right around the bend. Also, we'll welcome some students and some friends from Ithaca Schools, giving you an update on how it's gone at the start of the school year. That's between our 9-10 hour today on the morning show.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating. Taste the flavors of the countryside on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour coming September 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th. Meet your local farmers, tour working farms, discover local art, and fill your cooler with cheese, maple syrup, meats, baked goods, produce, and wine. From Red Angus beef to fresh elderberry tea, this is rural Wisconsin at its finest. Learn more at explorehillandvalley.com and follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Hill and Valley Exploration.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Red Hot Deals are sizzling at Ace Hardware through September 30th. Save on Cabot Exterior Stain 1 gallon, $10 off instantly. Perfect for refreshing decks, fences, and siding. Get your lawn and garden ready with Scott's Turf Builder, Fall Lawn Food, $21.99, or grab RV and Marine Antifreeze, 2 for $6.50, to protect your equipment this season. Ace Hardware, Red Hot Deals for your home, garden, and outdoors. And don't wait. Sale ends September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
7 before 9, a fresh from the country release from Buck McCoy. McCoy, think you could do the polka to that one, Paris, Texas Man. Happy Trails time coming up. This week's most played song. It's good that it hit the top while it's still officially summer. Scotty McCreery, Hootie and the Blowfish, and Bottle Rockets.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. chasing embers till September. What I remember most.
This week, Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish. Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We'll put our little records away. Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later. We'll welcome some friends into the morning show studio next hour for community conversation. The 9 o'clock news is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including legendary pizza, video games, and bowling.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump saying a short time ago of the man they think shot and killed Charlie Kirk.
I think with a high degree of certainty, we have him in custody.
President on Fox News. Sources also telling ABC's Pierre Thomas there is a person of interest in custody.